Welcome back to the Finchsiders on this Tuesday. Dolphins were back at work as they point towards Sunday's divisional opener against the Buffalo Bills. Talk about that and more. Cornerback Brent Grimes joining us here in studio. Our interview with Brent brought to you by Popular Community Bank. And a few lucky fans just received the opportunity to meet Brent thanks to our friends at Popular Community Bank. That was fun. Cool little opportunity to meet some fans, sign some autographs. How was the bye week for Brent Grimes?
Oh, it was cool. It was cool to just, like I always say, to get away and not have to wake up to an alarm clock. You know? So that was cool for a couple of days. Had a few days of that. Got to chill with the family. My wife did a little charity event, and you know, just chilling. That's pretty much what I did.
Take the mind and the body away from football for a couple of days. It also gives you an opportunity to reflect a little bit, maybe, you know, look at things more big picture than during the week when it's sort of one day at a time, one practice at a time. So how's your Dolphins experience been so far, going back obviously through OTAs and the whole offseason into now?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I like it here. I like it here a lot. I like the players. I like the coaches. I'm having a good time playing football. You know, and I'm just every day I'm just looking at an opportunity to get better, going out on the practice field, trying to work on something every day to make myself a better football player. I'm having a good time doing it.
You talk about, you know, getting better as a football player. Fans always come up to me and they say, man, I love watching Brent Grimes play the cornerback position because it looks like he anticipates. He looks like he's all over the wide receiver. Maybe talk to the fans about the difference between sometimes playing off and reading through the quarterback, or, you know, just having the wide receiver in your vision, in your sights, and then the difference of playing, you know, really press coverage and riding a guy to the sidelines.
That's two different styles of playing, and some people like one more than the other. I usually play off because I like to try to make plays on the ball. You give yourself more opportunities to make plays on the ball playing man off, you know. But each style has its own advantages, you know, with pressing. Like if you're a bigger corner, longer arms and things like that, you can mess up some timing sometimes and things like that. But I like doing both. I work on press every day, and I do it in the game, but my thing I really do is play off and try to make plays on the ball.
Yeah, it looks like that's your go-to because you anticipate. So sometimes you can see yourself playing coverage on the X or the Z, and then all of a sudden you can kind of move inside and make plays on the football when you see the quarterback maybe staring down a receiver. And even in the red zone, I've noticed, you can play off a little bit because you know you have that 12th defender as the boundary. Is that true?
Yeah, in the red zone, it's all, you know, you got, they can't run, they can't catch the ball at the back of the end zone. So that's like another defender, just like you can use the sideline as another defender. So I mean, in this game, it's a tough game for a defender, so you got to use whatever advantage you can
that's
get.
That's right.
Yeah. Cornerback Brent Grimes is with us. You're a veteran guy, a new guy, but a veteran guy still. Where do you assess this defense at, you know, through five games, based on where you want it to be and where you think things are?
We can get better. That's the key. We're definitely not what we want to be. We're playing good football, you know. We played a lot of good offenses. And we're competing, we're playing good, but we'll mess up in a couple plays, or it might slip, or somebody will fall, or somebody will miss a communication, and that's all it is in this league. And if we can cut that down just off the ability we have on defense and the things that you see when everything is clicking, what we can do, we could do some good things on defense. And so we're not satisfied as a defense, and we just want to keep getting better.
How we feel about takeaways? That was such a big point of emphasis coming into the season. Where we're at, I think 9 for the defense through 5 games.
Yeah, we're doing okay. We're not the top of the league. We want to do better, like I said. Like in anything, we want to do better at every aspect of defense, you know, running the ball, pass defense, getting to the quarterback, causing fumbles. We got a lot of stuff we want to improve on, so like we're not satisfied, and that's the motto, that's the feel throughout the whole defensive room, throughout the locker room, that we know, you know, we can be a lot better than what we're doing. Not that we're playing bad, we just can be a lot better. So that's the standard we're holding for ourselves.
Is that one of the advantages, Brent, of having the off week where it was? Because you play the preseason, you get 5 games under your belt. Now you can assess on where you guys, you know, what you can improve on, where your strengths are through 5 games, and what you can maybe delete out of the package. Because I know Kevin Coyle is always looking for a way, you know, to get that advantage on the offenses. So is that one of the main things you concentrate on coming back now off the bye week?
Yeah, that's exactly it. What you said is pretty much, that's exactly what goes on. The coaches can go, even when we're not in, our coaches are here, they can break down tons of film. You know, they watch tons of film all the time. And they can look at what are we – the most solid in, what can we focus on, what we need to get better at, what we might want to just get rid of.
Right.
So it definitely helps us out. So our bye week, you know, anytime you can get a bye week, like you said, we had the whole training camp, all the preseason, and we had five games. So it's a lot of film to break down and look at, and that's what they're doing. They're figuring out what we do best, what we should focus more on, what we might want to improve, and what we might want to not use on.
Talking to cornerback Brent Grimes, let's get ready for Sunday against Buffalo. You've had an opportunity to take a decent look at them, obviously, up to this point. Fair to say, because this is kind of what we're hearing about the Bills, they run to set up the pass offensively right now?
They're definitely they love to run the ball. I mean, if you just look at the numbers and the attempts they got a game. But not only do they love to do it, they're good at it. Their line blocks for them. They got good backs, two good backs. And they make plays on the ground. And then when they want to take shots, they can do that. They have some talented receivers. So they have an offense, and they know what they want to do with it. They want to run the ball, control the clock, and get some big chunks out of the run game and then take some chunks in the pass game.
Yeah, another thing the numbers tell me when I look at the Buffalo Bills, not only do they have two backs, but they like maybe screen game. Get Fred Jackson involved out of the backfield, throwing him the football and the tight end. And for corners, that means, you know, recognizing what's going on coming up and supporting on screens and supporting on when guys are leaking out of the backfield.
Yeah, we got to worry about that. Not only just the screen game, even in the run game, they got two backs, especially Spiller, that like to bounce it and get big gains like that. So we always got to be aware and be ready to contain. Don't get tied up on blocks too long. So they present a lot of challenges, and you got to be on your game for, like, as you can see, all their games have been close. So they're not giving games away. They're fighting to the end, and they're a solid team.
It's probably going to be Thad Lewis at quarterback for the Bills. They did sign Matt Flynn this week with a quarterback with as little experience as he has. I mean, as kind of a veteran, savvy guy in the secondary, you kind of get a little bit excited about that opportunity. And also, is it more simplistic offensively for a team, generally speaking, you know, maybe when they're throwing a guy out there for a second start?
Yeah, obviously. With any offensive coordinator is not going to throw the same playbook he'll throw at a guy that's been in the system for a long time to a guy that's making his second start. But as you can see in their last game, what they do put out there for him, he does it well. He can make the throws. He can move. He's a good quarterback. He just was is just in his second start. So obviously, the coordinator is not going to just try to overload him with every type of check and every type of play and every, you know, it's just going to be a simpler game plan, but simple where they can be effective.
How does it change the preparation for a defense when, you know, you're in a situation, and this might not be that, but when you are in a situation where you're not entirely sure who the starting quarterback is going to be on Sunday?
Honestly, you just worry about their offense. You're not worried about certain players. Their offense is, you know what they would like to do. Like I said, they like to run and take shots. So they're going to do that no matter who the quarterback is. So you just worry about what the Bills like to do on offense. They like to run the ball. They make some passes, then they'll set you up for taking a shot down the field. And that's their offense. So you prepare for that and what they do, because they've done the same thing when E.J. Manuel was in.
Yeah, well, the 17 quarterbacks they've run through this year, it's been pretty much the same approach. Great stuff, Brent Grimes. Always good to catch up with you. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Our interview with Brent brought to you by Popular Community Bank. As we mentioned, a couple of fans got the opportunity to hang out with him for a couple of minutes before the interview, thanks to our friends at Popular Community Bank.